And the Sioux City Film Festival also has a connection to us here at Siouxland Public Media. We have a connection to that creative side of the film festival. That's because the host of Iowa Basement Tapes, an independent show that airs late on Friday nights here on Siouxland Public Media, is hosted by the very talented Christian Day. And Day, who lives in central Iowa, also works in the film industry, and he even served on the crew for the popular TV show The Bachelor. I know Mary likes that one. Maybe not.
I haven't seen it for a while, but...
Yeah, I think it's been 15 years since that's been on my TV. But Christian Day also released a short film that will be featured this weekend during the film festival.
This is actually pretty exciting. This is the first film of mine that's been that's going to play in Sioux City. And I'm glad it's this one since it's my sort of state fair documentary. Not quite a straight state fair documentary, but I feel like the state fair encompasses the entire state of Iowa.
So what's the name of the film, and tell us a little bit about it?
Fairtown. So this was an idea that I was inspired by. There's an underground documentary called Heavy Metal Parking Lot, which was about these guys, all these people hanging out, tailgating outside of a Judas Priest concert. And I always loved the idea. It was very minimal.
Judas Priest explode into the Capitol Center this Saturday. Judas Priest live with special guest docking.
Where do I park?
Where do you park? Anywhere you want.
And I wanted to do something like that, but I was trying to find the right story that could be like a vehicle for it. I've gone to the state fair ever since I was I moved to Des Moines in 07, and I was always fascinated by the parking lot situation, which it's the people who live in the fairgrounds neighborhood who open up their front yard for people to park. And there's always so many colorful characters out there bringing people in to park in their front and backyards.
Actually, when I lived in Des Moines, we did stories about that when I worked at a TV station there. And you're right. I can't wait to see your film, because that's something that would remind me of the state fair, which I love. What do you love best about the state fair beyond the parking situation?
I think one of my favorite things to do, and this is a very personal thing that people might not even be aware of, is there's a model railroad club, the Des Moines Model Railroad Club. My family is a railroad family, like my grandfather, my uncle, and then my dad, and my dad and all my uncles have built model railroads. And I love actually going in and seeing the layouts. It's massive. It's a very simple thing. It's not as exciting as Buttercow or any of the competitions, but because I grew up with a family that was just completely, entrenched in railroading and that whole hobby, I can absolutely relate to it when I see these people going in and taking notes and taking pictures and the intricate design of the miniatures. It's every time I see it, it's really fascinating to me.
No, that's great. Now, you have not only passion about music, the railroad, and film is really important to you. What's next for you when it comes to the film industry? Do you have another film in the works, or what have you been up to?
Well, I just did a project for Peacock Kids that I did with a buddy of mine who used to PA for me back several years ago. Now he's directing out in LA, and we just did this deal that was based on, it was a digital series based on Spirit Untamed. It just shot 2 weeks ago. Coincidentally, it was done with miniatures, but I wrote the scripts for him, and I did the budget for it. Started out with me just doing the budget because he wanted some help with it, and then I asked in return of doing that, can I submit for the writing position, the screenwriter, and I got it. And I spent my summer traveling to San Francisco and to Elko, Nevada, and a couple cool places, and I wrote the scripts along the way. So that was just shot, and it's coming out in October.
No, that's great. And is that what you want to kind of move toward, is doing more of the writing?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of work in the commercial industry. I do a lot of work in TV. I've been spending a lot of time in Arkansas on a project for Discovery Plus. But I'm slowly, and maybe that's me sort of getting older, but I've worked for years in the more of the logistics than the producing side of things. I'm now trying to put that away and just spend more time doing the creative. So yeah, I would say going down the screenwriting path, which has already kind of been started, is where I kind of want to go with it.
Of course, you're still doing Iowa Basement Tapes. I don't know how you have time to do that, but what can we expect on that show? We love that show. It's Friday nights, 11 o'clock here in Siouxland Public Media. And I know the Halloween show is always a big one for you as well, and that's probably coming up and something you're working on.
That is, yeah. I mean, I just recorded this week's episode here in Dubuque where I've been shooting all week. You know, the show just gets – I did an interview a couple weeks ago for the Mason City Gazette, and it was actually about the Mason City punk scene in the mid-90s. And it just expanded the network of people I was connected with, people who were in bands back in like 93 to 98 out of Mason City, which a very odd concept, but a lot of new people have just found the show, which is great.
Yeah, did I say Sioux City? That's the important part. This song is called Mess of Zero, right here on Iowa Basement Tapes.
And which is the whole idea behind it is, you know, I started it. I had my own base knowledge of you know, music I collected, and now it's expanded so much. I'm still looking in Sioux City. I want to know more about Sioux City's punk scene. I've heard so many stories, and I know there's so much of this stuff that's still sitting in someone's closet that I haven't heard yet. But the process of discovery just continues on, and I feel like it's going to go on for many more years.
Are you going to be able to make it to Sioux City for the film festival? I'm assuming if you're on location all the way across the state of Iowa, that's going to probably – and now we can do a lot of things virtually as well.
I always try to make the festivals if I can. I mean, unfortunately, right now I'm booked almost to all the way to November. I'm here in Dubuque right now. I'm in middle of Illinois next week. I come back to Dubuque, and then I'm down in Pella for a commercial shoot. So I'm kind of all over, and at some point I have to make an LA trip for another project, which I'm trying to make plans for. It's just, you know, when I find pockets, you almost have to ask me the day before if I'm going to make it or not, because I have no clue until, like, you know, the last second.
I don't know. How do you do it all? And what's your key to your success? Because it seems like you juggle a lot of different things, but how do you make it all kind of click?
Oh, I have no regard for my own self being. That's how you do it. I think the biggest thing for me is I don't like being bored, and I'm a kind of a firm believer of use it or lose it, whether that be your brain constantly thinking and problem solving, or just physically moving. I feel like, you know, I just turned 36 a couple weeks ago. I feel like right now I'm in my prime for all of this, and I want to just keep it going. And to me, at the end of the day, it's what you leave behind that matters most.
Well, and I also think if you have the passion, which you obviously do, it makes it feel like it isn't work.
Right. I mean, it's not work to me. I mean, I get up and my entire day is indulged with everything I love. Whether it be music or filmmaking or writing or whatever, or just mowing my lawn in peace, which is my Zen moment. I think that's something all of us, and I think a lot of people found that during the pandemic, you know, when everyone was isolated and had to be at home, and a lot of people realized, you know, I'm X years old, what am I doing? Because we always talk about, well, when things slow down, or when I save enough money. Well, now you're forced to sit still, and now you really got to think about all the things that really matter. And I thought it was really great for everyone. I mean, I've been doing this for several years. I love seeing my friends do the same thing now. I'm really excited. Sioux City has a great film festival and a great team that runs it. A lot of them I've met personally over the years, either projects or just communication in general. So I'm really excited that Fairtown will be making its Sioux City debut here shortly.
Public Media at 11 p.m. after World Cafe. You can also catch Christian's movie, Fairtown, this weekend during the Sioux City International Film Festival.
And you are listening to The Exchange here on Siouxland Public Media. Well, you know, Sheila, we were talking earlier about all the things going on this weekend besides the Sioux City International Film Festival. One of the big things that is also making a comeback is Riversance. And the medieval theme fair is being held at Riverside Park. Rivercade organizer Phil Clay, he's kind of a legend around here, says there will be knights, jousting, birds of prey, pirates, royals, and much more. Clay says this 18th annual Riversance will be even more packed with entertainment, food, and fun with extra COVID safety protocols.
And we're taking it very serious. You know, we naturally, it's a plague. And during the Renaissance period, you know, a plague was defined by modern medicine not being able to figure it out. And that's what we're dealing with here. And so we're taking it serious. There's going to be sanitation spots on a bunch of the trees over there so you can wash your hands and stuff. And there's only one event that we actually have in a tent, but the sides will be open to that. And that's the smoker, the pirate smoker, which is a bawdy private party. Bawdy. And no, so we're taking precautions. And, you know, we'll be wiping down the pub. You know, we'll be sanitizing the pub on a regular basis. And the restrooms, you know, the porta pots, they all have sanitizer in there too. So, you know, we're taking it as serious as we can.
Now, but everything, you're going to have all the usual things that you have, though, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got the full armor jousting. We've got the birds of prey. We've got the Viking and pirate and historically correct encampments. No, we've got probably 200 different areas that are, you know, active, you know, during the period. And then we also naturally have our children's area, the Giving Tree. And we're even selling bunnies this year. So we're going to have a lot of little rabbits running around. And no, everything is on course. Yeah.
You're really selling bunnies?
Well, one of our people, they raise an exotic type of bunny. And he asked if he could bring them out here and have them. And I thought it would add to the ambiance. They're the cutest darn little bunnies you've ever seen in your life, you know. But yeah, he's one of our members who have gone into a little business that he sells bunnies. So, you know, it fits us. But no, we have all kinds of, you know, we've had 40 or 50 vendors that'll be here selling their merchandise. We have 10 food vendors, so turkey legs and all the other things. We have a mead stand this year in our pub, and we're back full-fledged.
Now, if someone has never had mead, can you explain that what that is?
Well, mead is what they drank back then. You know, this was before beer was around. Mead is made from honey and fruit and water, and it's very potent. So I advise people to drink one. It's going to taste really good, and then think about it before you drink the second one, you know, because it is very potent. But that's the drink of the day back then.
So, you know, I always hear about the big Renaissance fair up in Shakopee.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a huge thing. This is much the same, though, just on a much smaller basis.
Yes. I've never been to a Renaissance festival other than the one that I started here with Rivercade 18 years ago. And because I kind of wanted to go into it virginally, and I really should go to another one. But they tell me, the entertainers that we have that make their living doing Renaissance festivals say that we have a wonderful fest. I mean, we're small, but we like that. You know, we're intimate. And but we have pretty much the same as the larger fests do, just on a smaller level.
Do you have Mudman again this year?
Mudman is back, of course. The Crow Sisters are back. Our favorites are here. Plus, I've added six new acts. One is a pirate circus acrobatic act. They'll be doing things with our ancient oak trees out here, acrobatics up in the trees. And I got a sword swallower, which we've never had, and various things along that. A lot of music, a lot of dancing. And, we got a full roster.
Did you at one point have belly dancers?
We have belly dancers too. Oh, cool. No, we still have belly dancers. You know, you can't do a Ren Fest without belly dancers, because that was how they danced. You know, that's how they entertained the royalty.
Royalty.
And that was Phil Clays. He is the organizer of Riversance and Rivercade. And Sheila, I was talking to him about this weekend's Riversance at Riverside Park, Saturday and Sunday, October 2nd and 3rd, he talked about belly dancers, and we know a belly dancer.
Yeah, a former belly dancer, former station manager Gretchen Gondek. That's the first time I ever met her, was at the Renaissance Festival in true belly dancing form, and she did a lovely job. She looked great, too, and, you know, she's just perfect as that character for the Renaissance Fair, and just a great venue, you know, Riverside Park.
A lot of fun.
I think it's a great event. My daughter absolutely loves it. She still carries around the marble that someone gave her, and they called it a dragon tear.
All right.
And she put it under her pillow for probably 6 months because it's supposed to bring you good luck.
All right. You know what? I think we've had good luck with the show today. Thank you, Sheila, for all your work.
No, thank you, Mary.
And thanks to Steve Smith. I'm Mary Hartnett. You've been listening to The Exchange. Everybody go out to the Sioux City International Film Festival and Riversance this weekend. It'll be great. We'll see you next week.